Godfrey Victor Buller, Executive Director for Justice and Human Rights Observatory, says in August his team, with support from the Human Rights Division of the United Nations Mission in South Sudan, launched a screening of inmates with the goal of decongesting prisons and to provide legal aid to inmates. He said the effort led to the release of dozens of inmates.
We have released 43 inmates. The 43 inmates, two Nigerians were acquitted of the drug charges brought against them. And out of the 43, there are five juveniles that were released, and the total others of 42 are male, those ones under remand. And then we have one death row inmate that was convicted to death, but we successfully succeeded his appeal in the Supreme Court. His sentence was altered to life imprisonment. And he already stayed for more than three quarters of his period already on death row. So we managed to, with the prison authority, to remove the chain from his leg. And now he's remaining with few years to come out of the life imprisonment he has been convicted into.
Bula says among those who were released is a group of 32 men, including Chakobanes, who were rounded up and accused of killing someone along the Juba Nimule Road. He says after a fresh investigation was launched, the 32 were found innocent of all charges and were freed. He says the court acquitted the other 11 inmates of the charges against them. Bula says many South Sudanese are facing economic challenges and the organization is helping to bridge the gap in the violation of human rights for inmates.
Those inmates, some of them may not have money. And most of them, they don't have money, given the fact that poverty is a big challenge to all of us in our society. To hire a lawyer to go and defend lawyers needs money. That's why we, just as a human rights observatory, we believe that poverty should not be an obstacle for anyone to enjoy his constitutional rights and human rights.
Bula says some court cases are not adjudicated because an investigator has failed to come to court or the investigator has no transport, which means the public is left to pay money for the investigator to go to work. He says that's a big concern, especially for those who cannot afford to hire a lawyer, because it means a prisoner's case cannot move forward. Bula says his group could have released even more inmates, particularly juveniles, but it needs more funding for things like cars to bring the suspects to court. If suspects do not appear, court sessions are often adjourned, which Bula says leads to increased congestion in the court.
One of the challenges is transport. Nobody takes care of it and nobody really thinks it is an issue, but it is a big issue. Number two, sometimes there is a car, there is no power in the court. This is also another factor. You will bring the inmates, there is no power in the court, and people continue being in the prison and others being brought in the prison. The other challenge, the other factor for congesting the prison is that some people are being arrested, arbitrary detention and arrest. Some people have no file, some people have no case, but you find that somebody is arrested and put behind bars. An offense that even does not warrant any arrest.
Bula says impunity is also a big problem, saying some people feel they are above the law, and without an arrest warrant, it makes it very difficult for the victim's case to be handled. He says South Sudan needs more police officers, investigators and personnel within the criminal justice system to properly understand the duties and mandates enshrined in the law to ensure that the rights of people who are arrested are respected. When South Sudan in Focus reached out to authorities of the Juba Central Prison to comment on the country's overcrowded prisons, Major General Lukudu Alhag Nicholas, legal officer for South Sudan's National Prison Service, admitted that most inmates at the Juba Central Prison are on remand and that at times their warrants expire due to delays in the courts. Alhag declined to comment further, saying it is the responsibility of the police and the Attorney General to talk about the matter, since the prison does not make decisions on prisoners who are on remand. For VOA News, I am Winnie Sereno in Juba.